Ladies and gentlemen, we like to welcome y'all to the Officially Street Podcast.
It's episode 6, boy.
Episode 6. We really excited about this episode today, boy. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead, Jay. Break it down.
Motherfucker got some new equipment in this bitch.
Yo, how we sound? Oh, sound like a million bucks.
Let me tell you something. Motherfucker got some new equipment in here. Sound treated the studio and all that. Mm-hmm. Finished the booth. Investing in the business that is this podcast now.
I took a quick video for Snap, so y'all might see it. You can see how the shit look, man. It's lit, man.
You are now listening to the Officially Street Podcast. S-O.
It's your boy, J Omega S-O on every social media platform.
It's your boy, Sayer. I went through the shit before.
We'll go through the plugs later.
Yeah, we'll go through
We got a lot to talk about in this episode, so we're going to get it right in. Get right into it.
Speaking up on us like that already?
By the way, the episode is officially sponsored by Effin.
And Ciroc.
That's what makes this episode special because we're going to do a live review and comparison on this episode.
Word. We're going to jump into that now, or you want to wait
May as well, because we're not going to spend too much time going into it. I've already tried it. I had a little bit of effing left over for Sayer.
I appreciate that.
This is the plain vodka. We didn't get any flavored ones, because I wanted to do a real true test on what the quality of the vodka is with nothing added to it. So, Sayer, what do you think?
It's good. I'll give you that. Like, 50's not out here wilding. It's not like he got some trash vodka. But in my opinion, I still don't think it's fucking with Ciroc. Ciroc is smooth, but again, I also haven't mixed it. I don't know if this is stronger. It hasn't really hit me yet. You know what I mean? So we'll see. I mean, I don't want y'all to think that I'm saying it's trash either. It's still pretty good.
I mean, I agree. I think it's good, but personally, in my opinion, I also feel like it tastes to me like Svedka. And I like Svedka. Mm-hmm. It might taste a little bit better than Svedka. I've only had this once. I've been drinking Svedka for years, but I feel like Svedka is worth $20 as opposed to effing. Is it worth the $40? I don't know.
You know what?
I think it's good.
I think it's good. You also paying for the name too.
I just think Ciroc is better.
Yeah, no. At the end of the day, I think Ciroc is better. But like I said, not discrediting it. I think it's still pretty good. I'll probably go out and buy a bottle myself and, you know, do some mixes, do some drinks and all that shit to really see how it is. But
So, 50, congratulations. You're not better than Diddy, but it's good. No shade, though.
None at all. How you been, though, Jay?
I've been good, man. I ain't gonna lie. Normally, we go right into, how the week has been. Personally, if we're gonna start with myself, things were good. You know, nothing really, nothing exciting happened. No. I mean, for me, it was just work like it normally is. I had a good time putting together the studio and fixing up everything.
Jay was OD excited. And you know what? I don't blame him. Yo, this shit looks amazing in here. You know what I mean? And it sounds amazing. It really does.
Right. Make sure you speak right into
it. Oh, I'm wilding. Yeah, I still got to get used to this. My fault, y'all.
Yeah, the mics are a little different, so you got to speak right into it. But the quality is lovely. Anyway, what about you, Sayer? How are things?
I'm pretty much in the same boat as you, man. Just been working. I have been working on some music. Getting back into that. Still sticking with the quote-unquote diet. down 5 altogether. I've been slow this week. I ain't really had the time. Still did my ball on Wednesday, getting back into ball. I was in the gym Monday. I'm going to try to get in there this weekend and all that shit.
That's what's up. How the kids doing?
They good, man. My son is a month already. That shit flew.
Damn.
That shit flew by. Damn. I felt like it was just yesterday. And then my daughter's about to be 1 next Friday.
Damn.
Friday, yeah, yo. So shit just go by quick, man.
That's wild.
Yeah. Who you telling? Nigga, I was, yo, last night, I sat there and I had to figure out how old I was, nigga. Like, I'm getting old. Like, Shayna was laughing because she's like, yo, you realize you're about to be 30? I'm like, I'm not going to be 30. And I thought, I said, yeah, I'm only 27.
You know what's crazy? You in your late 20s, bro.
I'm in my late 20s.
Yeah, in your late 20s.
I feel old as shit.
Like, I'm holding on to my mid-20s. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to be 26 at the end of the month. I'm holding on to my mid-20s. Like, 26, I can still say, I'm in my mid-20s.
Yeah.
And the glory of that is mid-20s can be 24 to 26. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm past that.
23 to 26. Yeah, once you're late 20s, it doesn't matter if you're 27, 28, 29, you're pushing 30 at that point. Late 20s is pushing 30.
I really am. And it dawned on me last night. Like, I OD had an argument with Shayna, like, no, you're wildin'. I'm not that old. And I was like, fuck this. I'm gonna go do the math. And I went and did the math. I was like, oh shit, I am 28.
No. Nigga, dumb near,
nigga.
That's what's up, though. We getting ready to hop right into it. We gotta talk about the BET Awards. We got to get that out the way early.
Yeah. I mean, real quick, I have a question for you because I was thinking about it. Are award shows important anymore? Do you feel that they're important?
Important to who?
Okay. For an artist, is an award show important?
From my perspective or from an artist's perspective?
We're artists. So, granted, we're not on.
Right.
But if we were on anything like that, mm-hmm. do you feel that award shows are important?
Yes and no. I feel like today, no.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like today, no. Because at this point in the game, in the award show game, you actually mentioned this before. They don't even hand out awards.
Yeah, if y'all watch the Hip Hop Awards, they handed out maybe a total of like 3 awards. That's what it felt like. I'm sure they did shit off camera, but
the reason why I feel like it's really not important to artists. So I think it's important for artists.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's not important to artists because half of the time when they're handing out these awards, the artists aren't there.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Like Big Sean won.
Yeah.
Nigga wasn't even there.
And some of the artists, I will let this award show slide for the simple fact that they also had the Million Man March, the 20th anniversary going on. Yeah. So there were a lot of artists out there, and I don't fault them for that.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
But
it makes me wonder, would they still show though,
and I don't exactly. I also don't fault Fetty Wap because he broke a leg.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Not even gonna get back into that. But I feel like, you know, a lot of the artists that maybe should have been there that weren't necessarily at the Million Man March anniversary either.
Yeah,
Drake.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Who else?
Excuse me.
I
don't think Kendrick was there.
Kendrick was there, but you know what? Kendrick is somebody who I don't know if he was at the Million Man March either. He should have been there. I'm not really sure. I know J. Cole was there.
Yeah, he was.
I'm not going to say he wasn't. I know J. Cole was there. I know Snoop was there. I know Diddy was there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a bunch of pictures with a bunch of big people that were there, which is great. I know Jeezy was there. I didn't see Kendrick. I'm not sure, but I feel like if you weren't at one, you should have been at the other.
Yeah, you should have.
Because
a lot of people are saying that, and I agree with that.
Just because for me, the BET Awards are similar. They're definitely not on par. They're not on the same level as the Grammys, but the BET Awards is literally for us.
Yeah.
The Grammys ain't for us. Yeah. You know what
I don't
mean?
Value the Grammys at all.
The Grammys, it's big, right? But it's big because of so many other genres. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not big because of hip-hop.
Yeah.
So the BET Awards is supposed to be like the Soul Train Awards. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is our culture. We are giving out awards to our people. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the importance of that is why you should show up. But, you know, even the people in the crowd, they don't stay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Like, a lot of like interviews I was listening to, people were like, yeah, we're there for the big beginning. And then we cut out the middle of the show and shit like that.
Yeah, man. You listen to some of these guys and they're just like, I couldn't deal with the red carpet
and then just dipped out.
And I don't fault them either because some of the performances was weak. And
oh, this nigga T.I. and Dro.
Oh no, forget about it. T.I. is still one of the best entertainers ever.
Yeah, I really want to see one of his shows
in hip hop. Yeah, I would lose my mind.
Nigga's energy was crazy.
There's honestly three people that I would lose my shit, literally in hip hop, lose my shit to see perform. One, T.I., two, Kanye West, three, Eminem, simply because it's Eminem. But I would lose my shit to see those three artists perform.
The one person that I was a little let down, because as of late, you guys know, I'm a Travis Scott fan, and his performance was
Yeah, it was eh.
And his album is so fire. And then he performed, even though Antidote is one of his singles, so I get it. But there was other songs he could have did. And I think he was just high off of his mind. I don't know if the nigga knew he was performing. You know what I mean? But I have seen videos, and his shows look live too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I would definitely like to see his shit too. I mean, there wasn't too many notable performances.
Yeah, as far as performances, OT Genesis was horrible.
My nigga, how old is Coco?
He's
still trying to push that shit.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Well, but for the simple fact that he's not going to put out another song.
He has, but it just hasn't taken off the way Coco did. Like, he got some shit, I think, with Wayne. And I don't even think I heard it. I just heard of it. Yeah. I don't think I heard the song.
I haven't heard it. I haven't heard of it.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, personally, I feel like, you know, that nigga, he got to just go ahead and hang it up. Call himself a
one-hit wonder.
Yeah, call himself a one-hit wonder and keep it moving. So, aside from the performances, I think Dej Loaf kind of did her thing. Dej Loaf, I think she... So for her being Dej Loaf and being such a new artist, I think she did her thing.
I respect her because I went to the Pink Print tour show out in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And she was an opening act. And I wasn't like, I'm still not like a huge fan, but like I wasn't fucking with her at all.
Right.
But once I watched her perform, I gained a lot of respect for her. Yo, she was jumping in the crowd. She was fucking with people. You know what I mean? She was out there. She had a lot of energy, especially for being a new artist. And I was surprised that people knew her music. You
right.
know what I mean? Which made me like, all right, I got to check her shit out.
Right.
So I think she did her thing too. I mean, I think Kid Ink stole the show from her. But
Yeah. I mean, it's Kid Ink. And I mean, he came out there Su-wooed up like... Like he didn't give a like he ain't give a flying fuck who's in the building.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
But aside from the performances, we had the ciphers.
Oh my god.
Now thinking about the ciphers, I watched the BET Awards for the ciphers. A lot of people watched the BET Awards
so do
for the ciphers. I was very disappointed with dumb near every cipher.
Oh, yeah.
Except for the Def Squad cipher and the URL cipher.
And it's crazy because the one that I thought was the dopest until the URL cipher was the beatbox joint.
Oh, nah.
I'm wildin'. Tough. And it was crazy because niggas wasn't even really rapping.
They wasn't rapping.
But they was going off. This nigga Dougie Fresh was performing Freaks.
That was dope. That whole thing was dope. That honestly is probably, I want to say that was definitely the most innovative and I'll say it was one of the better ciphers.
Yeah.
It was a beatbox cipher.
Yeah, it was just beatboxing, but it was dope.
They did their thing, and it was very... It actually brought up the spirits of the other ciphers because... I mean, that first... So, let me see, because cut it on maybe 15 minutes in, and the first cipher that I saw was with Charles Hamilton.
That was actually the first
that
one.
That was the first one. So, I want to say definitely from that, it set the bar very low for me.
And then they let this nigga start it. I was like, yo, didn't his bitch punch all the rings out of his life?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, where he come from?
Punched the sonic rings out this nigga. I thought personally, I was like, oh, like he's back. Like, because I like Charles Hamilton's music. I never had a problem with his music. His music was cool.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Girl, you know what I'm saying? He was always good at freestyling, but freestyling is kind of dead.
Yeah, like people want to hear something, especially if you're on that stage.
Yeah,
like it's cool. Oh, you can say, hey, I freestyled.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't expect the best from me.
Nah,
nigga, like this is show and proof, especially he's been off the scene for so long. So now this is his point of redemption. So it's like, yo, I'm back. I'm still nice, or I'm even better than I was before. I'm here to prove it. And then he just went out and just...
The fact that he was free... Like, honestly, you watch the BET Awards cypher because you want to hear some bars. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to hear some shit. Yeah. Like, and I, you know, big up to him for freestyling and everything.
Yeah, yeah, but nah, much respect.
You know, bro. it wasn't horrible. Like, he didn't stutter or smoke. But it was bad. Like, yeah, nobody wanted to hear that.
The third dude went in, and I actually went... I was like, y'all got to find this dude's name.
Is it the tall dude that had the all black and white?
Yeah, and the funny haircut. His name was Joyner Lucas.
Yeah, he went off in the end.
He started off slow.
In the beginning, it was kind of wild.
I was just like, oh, my God.
I was over it.
He just started spazzing out of nowhere. And I was like, okay.
You definitely could tell there's tension between him and maybe Dre. Like, he has something going on. He has something going on where he's probably been on Dre's doorstep, like... You know what I'm saying? Handing out his mixtape. Like, you could tell he's hungry because I heard in what he was saying that he felt wronged. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm nice. I'm giving y'all, like, my best. Y'all telling me you're going to give me an opportunity. And it's like, y'all shit on me. And I liked that he took that platform and did that because mad people are going to look for him and check for his shit for that. And who knows, man? You might see him next year. You might see him.
Another letdown, even though I'm not a fan of her just yet, but a lot of people hyper was Tink.
Yeah.
I was just like, all right, if you're supposed to be the next Lauryn Hill or whatever people are saying, and then she just went out. And let me remind you, these cyphers, whether you freestyle or not, you don't just give niggas a 16. Mm-mm. She went out there and gave niggas like a 12, maybe a 16.
Yeah, it was like,
and walked off. And I was just like, damn, I was expecting more from her too.
Yeah, you got to go at least 32.
Yeah, like I listened to like a few of her songs and I was like, all right, that shit is cool. And like, I was hoping me hearing her, that I'd be like, damn, all right, I'm gonna go check out more of her shit. It just made me like, all right. That shit was cool. Next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she was a disappointment. Death Squad was honestly I want to say it was my second favorite next to URL only because I'm a rap battle nigga. So anytime that platform gets stepped on.
They stole the show last year, too. When Murder Mook went off, they had, I think, was it Arsenal? I think Arsenal was there, and I know Calico was there. Yeah. And then they had some chick, I don't remember her name, sorry. But she went off last year. This year, Clips with that Empire
Clips
line.
Clips had the best, I think he had the best verse on the cypher. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy watching DNA and K-Shine
do
the tag team shit. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed that for the simple fact that they mesh.
Yeah. And it's flawless. Yeah, it really is flawless.
They mesh. Like when he was like, I'm charged up, and K-Shine was like, let's do this shit back to back. I got a little hype, and it's because of the delivery.
Yeah,
like, the lines are like, but the delivery in it and the way that they performed it, it was like, it got motherfuckers hype.
Yeah, no, it definitely did.
Yeah, so, I mean, as far as the cyphers, that's where I'm going. Redman was my favorite verse.
Of the whole night.
Yeah, of the whole night, Redman was my favorite verse.
He went.
Yeah, I want a Redman album. Like, because he went off like that, I want a Redman album. Like, I don't want a Def Squad album. I want a Redman album.
Yeah. Like, nah, definitely.
Because he really went off. I mean, you know, Eric Sermon, you know, he was Eric Sermon. He was Keith Murray. But I mean, after that battle,
yeah,
bro,
I think niggas is hard on him because of
after that battle, man.
And you heard this shit. I hate to go off topic real quick, but did you see his after interview? Like after the battle,
I didn't.
Niggas, I was drinking. Wait. He says I had a cold. I took some type of medicine, and then when I got there, I was drinking, so it wasn't a good mix.
Yeah,
so you could tell I wasn't all the way there. I'm like, nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up, you got eight, all right?
Yeah, nah.
You got eight.
He definitely did. And
he's talking about rematch. Nobody wants to see that rematch.
Because if Fredo Starr would have lost and he was talking about rematch, Keith Murray would have been like, nah, man. He won a rematch because, you know what I mean, I beat his ass. That's why he won a rematch. in my best Keith Murray voice.
Nigga, no, that sounded just like him.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the most beautiful thing in the world. So at the end of the day, I'm gonna come out and eat niggas.
That shit was bad. Like, it was hard to watch. Like, nigga, his whole second verse, he just kept the most beautifulest thing in this world. And then like, stare around and the most beautiful. Like, I was watching shit like, oh no, we're watching. If you want to say he's a legend, we're watching a legend die in front of us. Pretty much. You know what I mean? The shit was rough, man. Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on that, though.
Yeah. We, you know, I apologize if we feel like we're rushing through the show. We kind of got...
it's a good 20 minutes of it we've been talking about.
Nah, absolutely. We're making good time. The problem is I know they're getting ready to throw some damn Halloween parade outside my window, right, you know, around 7 o'clock. So it's probably going to be an issue. But anyway, we're going to dive right into the next topic. The BET Awards was cool.
Yep. So
what
we got? If y'all ain't watch it.
What we got next, man? We want to talk about The Walking Dead.
We could jump into that real quick. I want to just, since I always bring up like movies or shows that I talk about, real quick, I saw Black Mass.
Uh huh.
Black Mass was okay. The shit with Johnny Depp.
Okay.
It was. You seen it?
No, I was really excited about seeing it though. Was. And I the mean, fact that you just said it was okay kind of got me like,
because you know what? It's almost. I almost feel like you've seen. Even though this is a true story, I feel like you've seen this movie 10 times already. Because it's almost like the same like gangster story. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I was expecting, because like if people know his background, it's like, all right, he was labeled as a snitch or informant, and then he was on the run for like 12 years. So I thought they were going to focus more on him being on the run for 12 years.
Right.
They pretty much just told the story up to the point where he was supposed to go to jail. And then it was just like, and then for the next 12 years, he was on the run and was finally. And I was just like, damn, y'all was expecting y'all to like show how he got away with the shit for 12 years.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But they didn't show that. So that was, I mean, I think people still enjoy it, but it was a little bit of a letdown. Oh, did you have something to say about that?
I was going to say, I'm kind of still excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, still check it out. You'll see what I mean, though. Like, it was still a dope movie. Nigga, it was heartless. I mean, he was real, like, certain things happened to him, and, like, the nigga just becomes an animal. You know what I mean? And Johnny Depp did a great job.
Johnny Depp is the man. Like,
yeah, like, yo, I almost got to a point, like, I forgot it was him.
Johnny Depp is definitely the man. Oh, you forget it's him in every movie.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. Almost you forget it's him in every movie. You forget it's him. Another movie I saw, I don't even want to, man, I'm bringing it up. Pixels was trash. So if anybody was excited to see Pixels was trash.
I do want to see Pixels, but I just want to see it on like FX. I want to see it on like
my
FX.
My nigga, just wait until it comes on FX. I just happened to catch this shit like online, like somebody had the movie streaming, and I was just, all right, fuck it, I'll check it out. Wait till FX, nigga. But yeah, that's it. That's what I watched. Empire was. I didn't even get to watch Empire, so I can't really talk about it.
I didn't see Empire either. I normally watch a lot of these shows on Saturdays and Sundays because Quana doesn't get home from work until late. So these are one of the shows that we have to watch together. So
yeah, I have basketball on Wednesday nights, so I'm going to probably miss it every week.
Nobody's really excited about Empire anyway.
But
I mean, I like what's going on in Empire. I just feel like their delivery. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's Fox. I don't know. Like, I feel like
a lot of shit is forced.
It's like it's just corny. It's a little corny. That's all. Like, it's just not real enough for me. Shit don't get real enough to hook me. And I think a lot of these other shows that we watch, if you think about it, they're on networks where it could hook you. Like, they go off. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's just like, because like Gotham this week, you definitely got to catch up on Gotham. Gotham got me like, yo, I can't wait until next week.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they starting to bring in, like, the hints of, yo, Joker might be coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely.
It is dope.
I know about the commercials. I know about the commercials. It looks like they're going to be bringing Joker.
Yeah, man. It's definitely dope.
But I haven't seen any new movies. I haven't started any new shows, so.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
All right, you guys, you heard the man. It's spoiler alert time. So for y'all diehard fans who weren't able to catch the season 6 premiere of The Walking Dead, I advise y'all skip through to about 38 minutes and 30 seconds if you don't want to catch any spoilers, because me and Sayer are about to dive right into our review and predictions of the season 6 premiere. So again, 38 minutes and 30 seconds. You have been warned. And now let's get back to the show. The Walking Dead.
Yeah, we can get into The Walking Dead.
So what did you think about the episode? Personally, for me, I feel like it was a great episode to introduce what the rest of the season is going to be like. It set the bar to what I should expect throughout the whole season. Yep. That's what I feel like. That's why I liked it. It wasn't really action-packed. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really like, oh my God, this happened. But it gave me prep.
You
like,
have a ton
shit.
Of questions that you need to be answered.
And it's like, I want to know what's going to happen, like, mm-hmm. from start to finish. And I'm anticipating everything. Like, what did you think about the episode?
I thought the episode was dope because... I don't want to ruin anything, but like how they were going back and forth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like they're giving you the story and then like they're showing their planning on what they're doing. I don't want to give anything away.
Nah,
so
go ahead.
I'm treading lightly.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
So they're showing them when they are trying to have these zombies go, the walkers, excuse me, go to a certain area.
Right.
They don't say exactly what's in that area. Did they mention that? Like where they're leading them to?
I think that's
a question that we don't have an
answer. They kind of explained it, but it didn't really make you understand. Yeah. Because the black and white was the past.
Was the past.
And the color is current.
It's current.
And they were talking in the black and white. They were talking about leading them somewhere they would literally just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They were trying to lure them to a point where they would literally just start going west or some shit. Yeah. I don't know how they really planned on doing that.
And again, that's something that we don't have the answer for just yet.
Right.
I thought that was dope. All the buildup. The end, we don't know who set off that horn.
So I have a very, very, very good prediction about who set up the horn.
Yeah.
So what are your predictions on the season based off of the first episode?
Because
I'm going to tell you mine after you go.
I believe that, what was the young kid that, like Rick was kind of like punking in the...
The dude's son.
The girl's son.
The girl's son.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, yeah.
But it seems like, you know, he has an issue with Rick because of the way that he was treating him.
Right.
It also, like, again, towards the end of the episode, we don't, because they show the wolves as well.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know if they're coming back around. You know what I mean? You don't know if it's any kind of, like, because you can tell that there's some kind of tension with Rick and Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could tell that there's going to be, like, that alpha male thing going. You know what I mean? Kind of like how Rick and Shane was.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like there's so many things, and that's why I'm excited about the season. And I see you shaking your head because I'm sure you agree with me.
Nah, I can't wait to tell you my predictions. That's why. I can't wait.
I'm just giving like questions that I have aren't answered.
Yeah, you know I want you to go off on everything that you have to say because I don't want to keep jumping in and cutting you off. Like I want you to just go off because I'm gonna go off.
I mean that's pretty much all I want to say. Like I said, there's questions that aren't answered. It's still just the first episode. A lot of it was building up. They were telling the story of them, you know, where they were leading the walkers to, how they were doing it, you know, so on and so forth. But there's just a lot of questions that aren't answered. You go ahead. You could go on your rant now.
Nah. So you know first of all, so I got a whole lot to say. First of all, mm-hmm. the wolves are definitely coming back.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Think about the last season when they got Daryl, okay?
Yeah.
You remember what they had with the trucks?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, they had trailers with sound systems in them. Like, yo, they know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
To that point, they're the ones who blew that horn.
I'm pretty sure.
They're the ones who blew that horn.
I'm pretty sure.
And they are not afraid of walkers. That's the crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're vicious people.
Yep.
If you remember in the last episode, in the last season, when they let Daryl go and they reeled all of them walkers in, they were looking at pictures of Rick and his crew.
Yep.
They've been following them. Mm-hmm. So they know every step that they're making. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
That's one. Mm-hmm. That's one. That's the craziest shit. Two, Morgan and Rick are going to throw the fuck down.
They're cordial right now.
Oh,
but
you could definitely tell, like, Rick is looking at Morgan like, what the fuck I told you?
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan looking at Rick like, nigga, what the fuck I told you? Like, Rick is like, listen, I'm not dealing with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The weak die, the strong survive.
Yep.
I'm a survivor. You either with me or you not with me.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan is like, I get it, but I'm still a human fucking being and I still have a soul. I'm not going to let go of my soul. I'm not going to let people die when there's something I could do about it, logically.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan didn't survive this whole time being a punk. That's but at the same time, you could tell that he still has a soul. Mm-hmm. But he ain't survived this whole time being a bitch trying to save everybody.
No, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I trust Morgan. But I trust Rick. Do you think Rick is crazy, or do you think he's one of the only sane people left? Think about this answer. Think about this answer before you give it to me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because he, at this point, is not any different from Shane.
He's not any different from Shane.
And this, at this point, mm-hmm. in the end of the series, looking back, do you feel like Shane was crazy? Think before you answer this question, because that's hard, because
you know what's funny? I said that to Shayna as we were watching. I was like, damn, yo, Rick is reminding me of Shane right now.
Rick is Shane, bro.
He really is.
Rick is Shane, bro.
And
the thing is, everybody is rooting for Rick, but mm-hmm. they didn't root for Shane.
And my whole thing
is, think about this, right? In this point of the series, if you look back, do you feel like Shane was really bugging? Because Shane was at this point quicker than Rick. That was the only thing.
I think the only difference is because they had that love triangle. And I think people at the time were rooting for Rick because it's like, hey, he's trying to take your woman.
That's his wife.
Exactly. So I think that's the only reason why people really weren't rocking with Shane like that. But they're acting the same. So that means that shows you that Shane went through some shit the same way that Rick is going through some shit right now.
Rick was trying to take down this nigga's wife, bro. In the camp, he was trying to take down this nigga's wife.
Oh, I didn't
the
nigga, think about he, that.
I'm
yeah,
trying to tell you,
absolutely.
He is Shane, son. He is Shane. He was trying to take down this nigga's wife, man. You know he was trying to take that down.
Absolutely right. I'm just going off of how he's acting.
And then he shot the nigga in the face.
Yeah. Well, he was already shot.
Well, Shane tried to kill Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to do it with no remorse.
Yeah, definitely.
Rick killed this nigga with no remorse. Difference between Rick and Shane and Rick and the husband is Shane and Rick were friends. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that you got to take into consideration and say, damn, like, they were friends. You know what I'm saying? But I really feel like, Rick is still like he's probably one of the sane ones. Mm-hmm. He's just at that heartless point, and him being who he is with the skills he has as being a sheriff back in his day, he's dangerous as fuck.
You know what is going to be crazy is, are we going to be divided this season? Because it's almost going to be like, all right, do we root for Morgan?
We're going to absolutely be divided.
Or are we going to be, you know, on Rick's side? Because you know it's going to happen. There's going to be some kind of split. The group is going to go different ways. It's going to happen.
I think
it's already starting to happen.
Nah, absolutely. And I'm rooting for Morgan. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm rooting for Morgan because Morgan, from the beginning of the series, and we didn't see him for like 3 seasons, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? From the beginning of the series, he was human.
Yeah.
And you see growth in every scene. So mm-hmm. let's think about season 1. He lost his son.
Yep.
He lost his wife. He was emotional over that. He couldn't kill his wife when she was walking up to the house.
Yep.
He saw her as a walker. He couldn't kill her.
And the sights and all that.
He was not the Morgan he is today, right?
Yep.
We didn't see him for 3 seasons or something like that.
Just about.
Then we saw him near Terminus. Well, was it near Terminus?
He had his own little town.
Yeah. He had his own town going on.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like a crazy mess. Looking like people forget this.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker was a mess. If you look at Morgan today and look at the Morgan that we were introduced to in season 4 or whatever, he was a hot mess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't trust nobody. He was by himself, but he was completely cold. But think about it. He was still by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He was by himself when he went to Terminus. He's always been by himself. And I'm trying to figure out what it is that changed him from being cold and like, he was trying to get Rick and Carl off of his property by shooting at them.
Yeah.
Like, something was wrong with him, and now he seems regular.
Yeah.
Like, he went maybe through we'll get something. I'm sure they're going to show that. They're definitely going to show it, but that's
judging off the first episode, they're going to show something.
But that's why I'm going with him, because somehow he was still able to have his soul. Like, he was still able to keep that. And he's also not afraid of walkers, like, anymore. He's a different Morgan. He's a survivor. Mm-hmm. Rick survived off of the graces of having a group.
Yep.
Morgan never had a group. That's scary because that's impossible. Mm-hmm. Everyone that we've ever seen in this show has a group.
Has a group, and it's just him.
Morgan has always been
him.
Him and that stick, bro. And I think the only other person that could have possibly did that in this whole series is Daryl. Mm-hmm. That's the only other one.
And I think Daryl's going to be one of the ones that switch sides.
Speaking of Daryl, somebody got to die this season, as always. And every single season, they're like, if Daryl dies, we riot. So for me, I don't necessarily think Daryl is going to die this season. Uh-huh. But because there's always so much spoken about it, I feel like he might. For the simple fact that I do think he's going to switch sides. I do think he's going to be on Morgan's side. Mm-hmm. And that is what's going to make him different.
Yep.
Because in every season, I won't say the reason Daryl hasn't died is because he's had Rick. But at the end of the day, Rick goes hard for Daryl. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So no matter what happened, yo, Daryl done been kidnapped. Dragged on a bike, like damn near broke his leg and almost had a walker eat him. Like, Daryl has some real close calls in every single season, bad ones. Every single season, Rick was looking for this nigga. Exactly. Rick was on his side. What is going to happen when a nigga like Rick no longer gives a fuck about Daryl?
And I think that's what we're going to see this season.
That's what I'm thinking, because no, I'm not saying the reason Daryl survives is just because Rick comes and saves the day, but Daryl knows he has something to survive for, right?
Yep.
If he goes with Morgan and Rick shuns him and you know, it becomes a beef, Daryl has his soul too, and he didn't in the beginning, but Daryl now has his soul. He does. And I feel like those characters are the ones that make it, for the simple fact that they have something that Rick and them doesn't. All of these characters that didn't have no soul, a lot of them are, you know, still alive, but most of them died. Look at Shane. Yeah. Look at Merle. You know what I'm saying? Look at the niggas.
They also loose cannons, though. That's the point.
When you don't have a soul, you don't give a fuck how you take what you want.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, the people that tried to take the bar from Herschel, and Rick was there, and Rick clapped them. That was two seasons ago or something. Yeah. Like, those niggas was heartless. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. When them dudes tried to take over the church, and Rick got at them. Like, you know, those are the niggas that they move with recklessness. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they just end up being the ones that don't make it. But the people with heart and soul, they also die. But they die in ways that is not due to other humans.
Yeah.
You know, they die unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Like, Tyrese died unfortunately. I mean, yeah, he had a chance to do better. Because he had a soul, though, he didn't kill a dude that was, like, trying to kill Judith. And he should have killed her. He should have killed that nigga.
I was hoping he would have killed that nigga, but... Yeah.
I mean, those are some of my predictions with the show. I mean, I don't want to get too deep into it, but The Walking Dead definitely got me excited for this season.
Definitely. It looks like it's going to be another great season. I'm excited. And like I said, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, and I can't wait, man.
Nah, it's definitely
going to be a dope season.
I'm definitely excited about that.
Really turned into a fan bros session real quick.
Yeah, I did. JP done turned us off.
Oh, no. JP OD turned us back off. Hey, JP, you could turn us back on around like 38 minutes or so. You know what I mean? We'll change up topics and shit.
Yeah, we probably going to have to definitely talk about this Lamar Odom situation too.
Yeah. You just want to get out the way now? I mean, I don't want to say it like that. Unless that sound heartless.
Yeah, unless you want to jump into something else. What else you have in mind?
Well, I had that, and the only other thing was music related. Not my music, but just something. You seen that Hobson shit? No words?
No.
All right. So, all right, we'll get into that right now. Kind of change the pace real quick.
All right.
This nigga JP. Anyway.
he texting you?
Yeah, go ahead and read it. You can curse him out.
Okay.
So Hobson has a song called No Words.
Okay.
And it's pretty much, it's taken as him shitting on, I don't want to say South artists, but you could pretty much say South artists. But he's shitting on the sound of today. So it's called No Words because the song has a fire beat. You wild out. Has a fire beat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not saying anything. He's pretty much mumbling through the song. And he's doing it purposely.
Yeah.
And in the video, he's dressed up like either like Wayne or Future. He looks like them niggas. He has his dreads and shit like that.
Right.
He has like 10 styrofoam cups.
Okay.
You know what I mean? He got all this jewelry on and shit like that. And it's just mad energy. But the whole song, he's just going like, and he's doing it purposely.
Yeah. And I'm sure it should sound fire.
And it sounds fire. It's funny because people are saying, yo, he probably got a hit on his hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
but
yeah.
But he doesn't, in all reality, he doesn't say a word. That's why it's called No Words. He's just going, him and it, but it sounds fire. But now, should people be one, should artists be upset? Does he have a point? Because again, he's doing a song and he's doing it for a purpose to say, hey, look, I can make a hit record and not say shit on it. You know what I mean? Like
I think he has a point.
He does.
I think artists that make music like that should be mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I think artists that are lyrical, I mean, your Joell Ortiz's, your Crooked Eyes, your Kendrick Lamar's, your Games, your X amount of artists that are about lyrics should ride with this. Because at the end of the day, I like it. I like it because he right.
He's absolutely right. It's a dope beat. A little melody.
And a rhythm. That's it. That's it.
That is it. And I think he has a great point with what he's doing.
You want to know what's even worse?
Hmm.
People are going to know every lyric to this lyricless song.
No, my nigga, all seriousness, there's not a word in the song. He just goes, him and him and him and him and him and him.
But guess what? People are going to
go off in the club.
No, I don't think going to go off in the club. People are going to be able to mumble it, mumble for mumble.
Because a lot of artists nowadays, like we spoke about Young Thug. We haven't spoke about him, but like Migos, niggas like that. I don't know what the fuck they're saying.
No, I have no idea.
But I mumble along.
Oh, yeah.
I sing along.
Oh, yeah.
I nod my head. I'm like, yo, this shit sounds good.
And you know what's even better?
I don't want to say whack. I know it's not lyrically inclined. Like, it's not a bunch of lyrics getting thrown at me. You know what I mean? And again, I don't need that every single song. But it just starts to get a little ridiculous.
You know what's even better? I mean? Now when you mumble, you're actually saying the right thing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You actually mumble in the lyrics. The real, you mumble in the mumbles.
You know what I mean?
You mumble in the real mumbles.
Like, again, Future's a hot nigga out right now. And although I understand him sometimes, there's still some times that, like, I'll be rapping with him and hope they got activists. But I don't know what the nigga said next. It sounds hot.
I get one or two words out. I mean,
JP be surprising the fuck out of me. Like, he be quoting Future word for word. How the fuck did you do that?
He'll post something online and I'll be like, I had no idea those were the lyrics.
I had no idea.
I have problems with people that I can understand. Okay. Stay blessed.
We'll talk about that in a second. Go ahead.
Whatever, man. Anyway, speaking of music, we're going to start doing our music episodes soon.
Yes.
We're 6 episodes in. We've been doing this for about a month. We know y'all rocking with us. Once again, we appreciate all the support. Everybody who's been subscribing, rating, sharing,
Definitely. Leaving
comments, sending us emails, going on the website, hitting the heart on SoundCloud. We appreciate everything. But we're going to start releasing some episodes, just kind of showcasing music. It's not only going to be our music. It's going to be other artists in the area that we fuck with, that we enjoy listening to, and that are actually talented. And even some other people. We're just going to be pretty much interviewing them and, you know, learning about their craft and what it is that they enjoy doing with their time and, you know, just little things like that. But like I said, we appreciate y'all riding with us. We're going to try to do some different things with this podcast. So y'all should see that coming pretty soon. We might record the first music episode like next week.
Like I said, last week's episode, I was shocked. Like I had a few people that were like, y'all always knew y'all rap. You know what I mean? And they treated us like they do most, like, you know, local artists. Niggas didn't really listen to anything. They just knew we rap. There was, trust me, there's a lot of niggas that do fuck with us. But like a lot of niggas was just like, I knew y'all rap. I didn't really give y'all a chance. But like after listening to the podcast, hearing like the music in the beginning and at the end, blah, 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 they're interested now. So I've had people like, yo, like, why don't y'all play your music during the podcast? You know what I mean? So on and so forth. So at first I thought it might have been a reach if we do it, but I mean, it seems like people will enjoy it, man. And, you know, hopefully it's well received.
Now, we were going to do it anyway. I mean,
it was going to happen regardless, but I feel better knowing that people are actually looking forward to it.
Yeah, people are going to enjoy it
because
we got
forced.
We have fans regardless. Mm-hmm. We may not have as many fans as we think we should have at this point in our careers, but we do have fans and we appreciate all the fans that we do have. But we're going to definitely acquire some new ones off of these episodes because we're going to really get in depth. Aside from just playing music, we're going to really get in depth and let y'all know what mind frame we were in when we were doing these songs, definitely. You know, what the motivation was, what the inspiration was, and what time, you know, what kind of points we were at in life. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a great thing.
Yeah, like, because Jay and I work closely with each other, so you can hear both of our stories. Like, you know, I work with Jay a lot on his last mixtape. So you guys can see what my thought process was while producing a lot of it, and you can see what Jay's thought was, how we put this music together. So you guys should stay tuned to that. Like, it's definitely going to be dope. It's not just going to be like, well, here goes the next song. We're really going to talk about where we were, what we were thinking, how it came about, so on and so forth. This shit is
Ciroc. Ciroc is you can't beat Ciroc, man.
You really can't.
You can't beat Ciroc. I'm in here half lit off of
Ciroc,
nigga, bro.
I'm slightly lit.
And the effing is good, man. The effing is good, but you know the Ciroc's so smooth though,
nigga. Like when because like midway, like when we were talking about The Walking Dead, like we switched to the Ciroc. We finished up our glass of effing and Ciroc. Yo, it's just so much smoother, man.
Oh, man, like, it's smooth. And, you know, I ain't had a blue dot in a while. I'm normally getting a coconut or a pineapple. Yeah. It's like, it's so smooth.
It really is, man. Yo, Diddy, you won, man.
You definitely won. Shout out to Puff.
You won, man. You been working. You know what I mean? You heard that shit? From the award show, the working joint?
Oh, nah, that shit was fire.
I actually won't lie. I went and copped that shit on iTunes.
Nah.
I definitely did.
Nah. Diddy got some shit.
Yeah, man.
And I was listening and I'm like, wait a minute. I never heard this before.
Nigga did the nay-nay on stage. Yo. Puff lost his damn mind, man.
I mean, Puff ain't lose his step, man.
Nah,
Puff ain't lose his step. He definitely still Puff.
Yo, he put on a hell of a show.
We didn't bring that performance up, but definitely shout out to Puff because he did put on a show. He definitely put on a show. I don't know about Lil' Kim, but anyway. We're probably going to wrap the show up pretty soon. It's getting closer and closer to 7 o'clock. I do want to talk about the Lamar Odom issue. I don't know if there's any brand new news.
Update. Like, we had conflicting updates earlier because it was just like, yo, we heard it's getting worse. Well, wait, we heard it's getting better.
Right.
So I don't think at this moment we know exactly what's going on.
So for
we just
any
know
of
that
y'all,
he's still in the hospital.
So for any of y'all who don't know, Lamar Odom is a, it used to be pretty much NBA superstar.
Mm-hmm. played alongside Kobe. He was on the Heat for a while. And he was nasty, man, because he's a lefty.
Right.
You know what I mean, a lot of, when you're a left-handed player, yo, you always have an advantage.
But if you don't, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, he was great.
He was a great player.
While, he was on the Lakers. He started, like, towards the end of his career, and it's crazy because he's still young. I think he's 35.
He's 35.
You know what I mean? He started falling off. Like, you could tell something just wasn't right when he came back to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I mean, if y'all don't know the history on Lamar Odom, the recent history, he is, I don't want to say was, because he is still legally married to Khloe Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Even though y'all see her running around with French and then running around with him and then running around with him and then they're running around with him. They're separated, but they're still legally married. They've signed documents, but nothing's finalized. He was married to Khloe Kardashian. He suffered from drug abuse for...
supposedly, it's been quite some
time. It's been many years.
They said his first year in the league, he violated the drug policy twice.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's something new.
He's been suffering from bad drug habits for a long time. And that's the little bit of the backstory. I'm going to read the article that TMZ posted a couple nights ago regarding the situation with Lamar Odom. He was found at a brothel. On the floor next to his bed, not breathing. I'm going to read the TMZ article. It says, Lamar Odom is fighting for his life after falling into unconsciousness at Dennis Hoff's Love Ranch in South Pahrump, Nevada, TMZ Sports has learned. Sources at Love Ranch tell us 35-year-old Odom arrived at ranch Saturday and was partying with the girls for days. A source at the ranch says Lamar was taking an herbal substitute for Viagra. We spoke with Hoff, who tells us Tuesday afternoon, a woman went into Odom's rooms in the VIP suites and found him unconscious. We're told that the woman began screaming for the manager, who called 911. The manager rolled Lamar over on his side and saw mucus-type liquid coming out of his mouth. So that was a couple nights ago. There's been a bunch of updates that have come out. I'm not going to go through all of them. You know, some of them, like Kobe left, he left a game, a preseason game early to go by his side. The Kardashian family has also come to Lamar Odom's side to be with him. They have not brought any Keeping Up with the Kardashian cameras
with them.
It's that's very good, because you expect less of them, unfortunately. But they did not bring any cameras. They don't want cameras in the room. A lot of people are praying for him. There were talks that Lamar was coming out of his coma. He is in a coma that was not medically induced. So he's not breathing on his own. He's not in good shape. But supposedly Wednesday night, he squeezed Khloe Kardashian's hand. And that was a sign that he was doing better. The problem is, he's doing a lot worse as of today. And for y'all that are listening, I mean yesterday, Thursday. And so doctors are saying that that reaction of him squeezing Khloe's hand could have been involuntary. So ESPN is saying that they feel like he's doing better. TMZ is reporting that he's actually getting worse and that he has a 50-50 chance of survival, which is very unfortunate. The latest news on it is that they did find cocaine in his system. They don't know whether or not he was using it the same night that he was found, but they do know that he was using it the Saturday that he arrived at the ranch. Really unfortunate news. I mean, you know, like we said, he's a great player. People love that guy. He's a good guy. I mean, he was going through a lot. He lost a lot of family over the last couple years.
Upbringing.
You know, going through the divorce, he had a rough life, and, you know, just honestly, don't do drugs. It sounds cliche, but at the end of the day, it is something that becomes addicting, and you go to it as a gateway to feel better about life when it's holding you down. And for me, I mean, I'm a drink, and drinking is no better. You know, my weed heads smoke weed, but when you start getting into heroin, crack, dope, I mean,
yeah, man-made shit, pretty much.
Yeah, you know, it's toxin. It's pure toxin going into your stream. And, you know, unfortunately, he was partying there at the ranch from Saturday, and was only found on Tuesday. So it's like, you don't know how long he was there.
He could have been there since Monday night.
Right. You have no idea. And it's like I said, it's really unfortunate. So prayers out to Lamar Odom. And all of his friends and family that, you know, is praying for him as well. But, you know, we wishing him the best.
You know, you know what's unfortunate is, like, people knew that he was going through it.
Right.
And this is the shit that I hate. People knew that he was going through it. And at the time, TMZ, who seems like they care so much now, they had jokes on him. You know what I mean? Right. Oh, he's a crackhead. He's right. a drug addict. They were downing him. You know what I mean? They had that interview going around when he was talking to TMZ Sports, and Lamar was going off.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the you car? Know what I mean? That they had that one, and yep. they had the shit when he was outside. He had the Miami Heat fitted on him.
Right, right, right.
And he was going off, and he was speaking nothing but facts. He's like, yo, y'all shit on me. You know what I mean? Y'all always trying to play me. You're trying to make me look like I'm a bad guy. You know what I mean? They don't realize that he's going through something.
Yeah.
But they just keep, it's like you keep poking at him. You keep poking at him. You keep picking at him. You know what I mean? And now that he's like, he got pushed to that limit. You know what I mean? And he's now in the hospital. Now people want to act like they care. You know what I mean? And that shit is, it's crazy to me. It's sickening to me. Like, me being from where I'm from, you see shit like that all the time. Like, I've had family that's been, you know what I mean, addicted to drugs and shit like that. So, I have a soft spot for that. You know what I mean? Like, you know this man is going through some shit. Help him.
Right.
Instead of, you know what I mean, trying to trash him for ratings or for clicks, whatever, whatever. Because now, I feel like TMZ is just, again, trying to get clicks. Reporting, oh, he's in the hospital. We pray he gets better. So on and so forth. Fuck out of here.
Yeah,
y'all don't care about that man.
Yeah, they ain't praying for shit.
Stop acting like you know what I mean. Y'all care about that man.
Everything for the media is for clicks and for publicity and for ratings.
And I understand.
But you know what? It is unfortunate that's how the media portrays people that are having issues, because when Michael Jackson was alive and healthy, mm-hmm. he was a rapist. He was a pedophile. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
It was killing him.
Oh, killing him. But the day he died, the entire world was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you don't really think about what is going on in somebody's life that's putting them where they're at. And it is unfortunate, man.
I hate it. Like, it's funny. I was just at the barbershop before we got here, and some random crazy nigga, I don't. Mm-hmm. He was talking me and Jeremy's ear off, but whatever. But he brought up Bill Cosby, and I said something along the lines of like, yo, people are shitting on Cosby right now. Let that man die tomorrow. God forbid.
Forget about it.
They're going to forget. Well, they won't forget about the whole rape thing, but it's going to go from them painting him as a bad guy to like, oh, well, he was the father that, you know, we watched on TV growing up. And you know what I mean? People should show respect for this man. People are going to, like, the people that were shitting on him are going to start praising him. You know what I mean? It's a fucked up world that we live in, man.
It's definitely a fucked up world. I mean, I don't even know what to say about it, man.
It was a real serious episode.
Like I said, prayers for Lamar Odom. You know, we're gonna probably wrap the episode up now because they're getting ready to start this damn parade. I could hear them outside going in right now. You know,
I really don't know how the fuck I'm getting home.
That's a good question. We'll figure it out. But we're gonna plug some social media before we get out of here. You already know it's your boy J Omega. Find me at J Omega SO at every social media platform. That's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's Snapchat, and whatever else you think you can find me on. If you want to find me on SoundCloud, it's soundcloud.com/J Omega. Sayer, go ahead and do your plugs.
My SoundCloud and my Twitter is just Sayer SO. So it's SYERSO. For my IG and Snapchat is Sayer_SO. We have our Twitter for this podcast that you guys could follow as well. I don't want to say I. Jay and I have both been active on it. I posted the picture of the meme that Jay made for me with the Anthony Anderson joint. So y'all can see, y'all can share the laughs, so on and so forth. So we're definitely going to be interacting with y'all. We'll be talking about the podcast, so on and so forth. So just follow the Twitter. It's TOS_SO.
And you know, you can get us on email at officiallystreet@gmail.com. It's actually not at officiallystreet@gmail.com. It's just officiallystreet@gmail.com. Make sure you go to the SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/officially officially-street. Mm-hmm. Make sure you go to officiallystreet.com to keep up with everything Street Official. And like I said, we appreciate y'all. Make sure you please go on iTunes and rate and subscribe the podcast. That is the only way that we're going to move up to the new and noteworthy section. If you mm-hmm. don't rate the podcast, we still appreciate you listening, but we will not prosper on the platform if you don't rate it. We need those 5 stars. So please tell your friend to tell a friend to tell their mom, to tell their sister, to tell their nephew to rate the podcast 5 stars if they enjoy it. If you don't enjoy it, rate it 1 star and tell us why.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, we can improve it. So yeah, we'll end it right here. I'm actually going to premiere a song. I'll play a little snippet of it at the end of this podcast. It's just called Straight Cash. I'm currently working on my mixtape now. The Ruler is back. If y'all been following me, I kind of always have like a little concept. So y'all will see the concept once the tape is done. I'm hoping to have it done by the end of the year. Again, produced by me. We're going to try to do this a little bit more often as well. Jay will be premiering some of his music as well. And it will be on SoundCloud as well if y'all want to check it out. So we out of here, y'all.
Much appreciated. Holla at us next week. Officially Street Podcast. Ow.
Money in my pocket. Watch how I count it. These bottles, I'ma pop it. These bills, I'ma drop it. Haters gon' hate it. These fakers gon' fake it. This money, I'ma chase it, nigga. We
I need that money
straight cash, nigga. And I ain't playing no games. I need that money straight cash, nigga. Nah, we ain't the same, I need that money straight cash, nigga.
Money on my mind, got my mind on my money. Money on my mind, got my mind on my money. Money on my mind, got my mind on my money. Money on my mind.
First they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again. If it's not family or business, then what's the point of a friend? Huh? I'm shooting straight from the hip, nigga. We sipping at La Marina, me and your bitch, nigga. Last time you seen us, we the cleanest. Hopping out in them Beamers, into Nemas, the meanest. I know you seen us, leave behind martyrs. Just trying to be the next Sean Carter. Line sharper than any barber. Fuck whatever feelings y'all harbor. I'm the author, King Arthur. Me and my niggas eating at the round table. Went from trying to keep you on lights and cable. All these niggas with fables coming out of the stable. The game I'm trying to be a staple. What we're already
17
willing to name.
Niggas aiming 38s with one eye closed. Uh-huh. These niggas soft, don't even have to be exposed. Real niggas respect me, fake want beef. Because they know that's the only way that we gon' speak.
Money in my pocket. Watch how I count it. These bottles, I'ma pop it. These bills, I'ma drop it. Haters gon' hate it. These fakers gon' fake it. This money, I'ma chase it, nigga. We celebrate straight cash, nigga. And I ain't playing no games. I need that money straight cash, nigga.